I'm Joyce Dierschke.
And we are the Belly Button Portal.
Welcome to the Belly Button Portal.
We're the only way outy is any.
Get it? Yeah, so my hope for the podcast is that we do talk about lots of different topics that kind of help us examine ourselves and who we are, who we want to be, and that way learn about ourselves and grow and help whoever's out there listening do the same.
I second that. I love that. Yes, I think we're both at a point in our lives where we are starting fresh. We've both left long-term commitments and ventures, and we are moving on and trying to figure it out. But that does take a lot of looking inward.
Introspection. Absolutely, yeah.
So, but we are excited to bust out.
Bust out and share our busting out with everybody who is listening, and hopefully be of help to anybody else out there who needs to bust out of something.
Yeah, surely there are other people experiencing the same, especially these are very unusual times, and it seems like if there was ever a time to reinvent yourself and do something a little bit more creative and personal,
yeah,
this would be it.
Yeah, because it's scary. I mean, it was scary for me to give up a long time job with all the pay and benefits to do something totally different. But like you said, it is weird times out there. And the good thing about that is that there's lots of potential and possibilities. And I feel like you can almost do anything you want, you know, and make a go of it. So that's sort of what I hope we'll be exploring is like what all's out there. Like, what are those possibilities? And can we make a go of it? And why shouldn't we?
Exactly. Why shouldn't we? It's an exciting time, and you're right. I think the sky's the limit. We just kind of have to figure out our flying apparatus. Because I, too, left a long-term job that was not thriving, but it was secure. Like, we knew how to do it. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't fulfilling, and it became more depleting and draining than, you know, in any way really positive for our lives. And so we decided to make the move and sell that business. And it's not as easy a transition as we expected, right? Like,
totally.
I think we both kind of came from both of our situations within a, you know, short time frame of each other, and kind of thought like, oh yeah, a few weeks and I'll be feeling great. I'll be on to the next and feeling good and in the best shape of my life and mentally feeling sound as a pound. And, but it didn't really work that way. It's been positive, but it's been a huge time of decompression and dismantling what we were in those positions.
Yeah, because I feel the same way. Like, I transitioned out about almost, well, a month and a half ago as of this date. And I felt like, oh, yeah, in a couple of weeks, I'll, like, have it all figured out. And either way, I'll be feeling good about it. But, you know, it's still, I still like, oh, my gosh, I kind of gave up a lot of my identity, you know, because where I worked was a very well-known establishment. And it was a big part of my identity. And now when I meet people, I have to stop myself from saying, oh, you know, I work over at... I'm like, no, I don't work there anymore. I don't even want to talk about that I did work there anymore, because that cannot be part of my identity. Like, I'm me. I'm not part of that place. That place was a business that really... I mean, aside from giving me a job and a paycheck, I mean, why did I identify so deeply with it, you know? It wasn't me. But I feel like that's kind of a trap we fall into sometimes.
Absolutely. And I think that we're both of a similar background, that when you do have a gig, you put your heart and soul into it. You show up, you're committed, you're loyal, you do your job above and beyond. And we were both in public jobs, and so...
Public-facing, yeah.
Yeah, we both, you know, I think adopted personalities that really weren't our true personalities.
Oh, yeah. The facade.
The facade, yeah.
The persona.
And you know, like, I grew into not really liking who I was.
Yeah.
And so I think now that we're on the other side of it, it's like it's taken a long time to shed that, and now there are those moments that I'm like, well, who am I?
Yeah, who am I if I'm not that person at that place?
Right. And now that I have this opportunity to start fresh, you know, I want to make it count. And I think sometimes I put a little bit too much pressure on myself that, like, oh, you know, this all has to be so beautiful and perfect now because I came from an unhappy ending at that mm-hmm. last venture.
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, like, I stayed too long at the party. I often think about that. You know, it's like, wow, I should have quit when I was feeling good about myself, you know? But unfortunately, I think I stayed a little too long, and I kind of got a little beat up at the end. And so I feel like, you know, I've given myself a lot of time to try and rebuild my own self-esteem after that experience. But it's hard, you know, it's really hard. So I feel lucky that I was able to just leave that job and have a little bit of a cushion before I need to jump into the next thing. Whatever that's going to be, or even if I do. So I feel really lucky about that. But most days I get up, I'm pretty secure that something will work out. Even though I don't know exactly how, I don't have like a structured plan, which people will be like, why did you quit without a structured plan? You know, and I'm like, yeah, I guess. But... yeah, so I'm pretty secure something will work out, and I'll be able to really use some of my talents and passions to create a life that I really want versus just sort of working for that paycheck so I can pay my bills, so I can buy more stuff, you know, down that rabbit hole of things and society and culture that, you know, I definitely kind of want to leave a lot of that behind in the rear view.
Yeah.
And do something totally new, totally different.
And we'll land on our feet. Like, I have no doubt we'll land on our feet. But I know what you mean. We didn't exactly have an exit plan.
All right.
And so people were asking us when we were...
what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What's next? And we're like, I don't really know. And people would always give us that, oh
well, that's good luck. Interesting.
So, but yeah, I mean, we both have, you know, some things that we would like to spend our time exploring and doing, and definitely some passions and things that are very meaningful, but trying to formulate exactly what that looks like, you know, still uncertain. But I agree. Like, most days I get up, I'm like, oh my God, I have another day. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And I think too, after like having such strict schedules for so long and putting so much of our time in,
mm-hmm.
that having this time of not having to show up somewhere feels really, really good.
Feels really good. Yeah. Like, I feel like my time is mine again.
Yeah.
And I know, like, I feel like on some points that sounds like kind of selfish, because there's so many people out there who, you know, they got to go to work. They got to go to work every day. They got to pay bills. They got kids. They got this. They got responsibilities. And I totally get that. I hate that. You know, because I just feel like, is that what life's supposed to be?
Right.
You just work your fingers to the bone, you know, and just so you can, you know, pay your bills and things like that. And how much enjoyment do you really get out of life? You know, you really have to work hard to find that balance. It just doesn't come automatically. And it doesn't come as easily as a lot of people would have you think, you know, that work-life balance that people throw around all the time.
Right.
It's not that easy.
So
I just feel like, I don't know, maybe this is a whole culture change. Maybe a lot more people should put aside their 40, 50, 60, 80 hour a week jobs, and really just live their life instead,
right.
You know, do something simpler and have their life back. So I don't know. That's sort of like what I'm trying to do, because, you know, you hear about those people all the time. They work till they're, you know, 70-something years old, and they finally retire, and then, like, they die of a heart attack.
Right.
The next year. And you're like, wow, that would suck.
That was so sad.
So
yeah.
Sad. I don't want to be that person, you know. So I want to enjoy life while I'm still sort of young enough to do that.
Absolutely. And I think we were talking about that the other day when we had coffee, that there's just, we have such a rigid construct of what a life looks like.
What success looks like.
Right. And how to live and structure your day. Whereas, like, that's just kind of what we're made to think. But really, you could live your life however you want. You know, you can have as many different types of experiences as you want. You don't have to live completely tied into this societal construct. Yeah. You know, there's the little bit of traveling that I've done. I remember being in very northeastern Italy, which is, they don't have a lot of material possessions, at least where I was. Everyone lives simply. Mm. I mean, people were still out in the fields with scythes cutting wheat, wow. You know, and but they were all so happy.
Yeah.
You know, in this little area, they were just like, they all just had a quality of day and they were all outside, yeah. And food was clean and healthy. And I was like, wow, there are just a lot of different ways to live a life. And
yeah.
It doesn't have to be this way. You know, we can try to structure our life around the things that are actually meaningful and important to us. And we both want to be outside more, and we both want to be more tied into the natural world than the man-made.
Than the unnatural world.
Than the unnatural.
Yeah, so on this podcast, we're going to talk about a lot of things that we're doing or we're trying out. It's a lot of experiences that we're hopefully going to have and share them with everybody, and you know, we'll see what happens. See how successful our new look outlook on life is. But yeah, that's the whole point of the whole belly button portal into, you know, whatever's next. And yes, looking in order to get out of the current societal constructs that really just don't work for human beings. I think if you look around at society, you'll see just how much these constructs do not work, as far as just like how much strife there is out there, how much violence there is out there.
How much stress. I mean, people are constantly stressed and anxiety ridden.
And sick. How much sickness is out there?
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way, and we're going to find it.
So please come with us on this endeavor of our new podcast. We'd also love to hear your experiences and your thoughts and what you've been through so far.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have a comment section, and you'll be able to leave a comment, and we'll also, you know, any books or anything that we talk about, we'll try and put as many links as we can there for y'all to investigate on your own. So yeah, so join us. Frequency, not sure yet. Maybe once a month, maybe once a week. We're just going to have to see how it goes. So
we're going to go with the flow.
Just go ahead and subscribe to whatever your favorite podcast subscription service is, and you'll be notified when there's a new episode, and we'll see you then.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
All right, see you next time.